not right conscious. You, I think that you have always done that, these things do not come, should not come. But yet, by His mercy. And so easily it has come, or it is coming, so easily.
Somebody is making it very easy.
Your Gurudev is making it easy. I think that seed has come and it will grow on. It will be ankurit. Ankurit means sprout. A sprout will come. And leaves will come. Flowers will come. And last fruit will come. At first it will come unripe, half ripe, and it will be ripe. So sweet. And it is not sahajiya, because it is coming by the grace of Visuddhu, advance slowly and slowly. If I am not found, yet the seed will with sprout and all other things. All these things will come, anyhow they will come. Understand what I am want to speak?
At what you just said now? You said that if you had not...
No. If we don't meet...
That's what I
mean.
It would still come.
But yet, it will not dry.
No.
We have a seed. You have already given a seed.
I am... Anyhow you have... It will go on. Grid will come and will try anyhow, and by the mercy of them, partly land all.
But seeds do not grow without water.
If you are thirsty, you will seek water, where water will be. And water, there will be arrangement for water. How to do meaning? I've told all these things. I've not read anything anywhere, but seeing the words and seeing the manner of Krishna Das Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of any slope he has done so marvelously. And in Govinda Lilamrita, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, we see. And the idea and the method of Vishwanatha Saraswati Thakur I have seen. And by that method, I have given all these things.
They are your Shiksha Guru.
Certainly. Take it that Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur is my Shiksha Guru in this life. And Rupa Goswami is Guru of Shiksha Guru of Shiksha Guru. Is all about. My spiritual master is also my Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru.
When remembering, we remember the parampara, our guru parampara. We remember them both in their position as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, and we also remember them in their manjari position. So can you tell us I do not know all of the persons who they are. Gorkeshwar Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
They will all manifest in the advanced Indies. They will all manifest to us.
They will reveal themselves.
Certainly. They are so merciful. They will do it all. When we have come to this stage, from a very wrong stage, we have come to this stage. I hope that we will also go up to this stage.
We should go on doing hearing, chanting and preaching, and also try to do hear, chant, all these things in advance, something advancing. The kirtan, the sravan, and nine kinds of bhakti are also in the raganga, in vaidhi too, but some differ. In raganga, in vaidhi bhakti,
we will hear Harikatha of Prahlad Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, Dhruva, Narada and Prahlad, Narada and Vyas, up to ninth canto and in all this. This is Sramana. What we have greed, this only Harikatha we will like.
Satisfied.
And we will go to certain person, not everywhere, who will tell all Harikatha. Chanting the name Hare Krishna, at that time in Vaidhi Bhakti we were chanting Hare Krishna. But now something bhavana will be changed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. As the idea of Raghunath Das Goswami, idea of Gopal Guru, Dhyan Chanda, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami,
Jiva Goswami,
Jiva Goswami, and up to Vishwanath Chakravarti, after that also Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Gaukishore Das Abhijnara. Kuthar go nei premamayi radhe radhe radhe. Krishna bhakha vilasini radhe radhe. He's doing chanting like this.
What is this?
Huh?
What mantra is this?
This is maha 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 mantra.
Gaukishore Das Babaji used to chant like this. So sweet.
So sweet. So many lines.
Very loudly.
With his eyes in fearfully in his eyes, and loudly, crying bitterly, he used to sing all these lines. Kothaye go, where O Kunthiraj, where are you? Premamayi Radhe Radhe, Krishna Bhaksha, this is Bhaksha of Krishna. Bilasini, lying down at the breast of Srimati Krishna, O Radhe, where now you are, and crying bitterly. Kunja Bilasini, Radhe Radhe, where O Radhe, where you are.
Tumar Kangal Tumai
Dake,
Radhe
Radhe, Radhe. I am so much a beggar. And only beggar at your door, not to any other door. So this kangal is yours. And praying you that once you should give me your darshan. And rakho mero pran, Amar Pran Rakho, set me my life for.
Can you sing it? Can you sing it?
I don't remember all this. Some lines. This will create more greed. How to do all this in sadhana and bhajan of Srimati Radhika? Now an object will naturally come to a fixed point. Radha Dasya, for serving in so manner, this is called Radha Dasya.
By your mercy.
Not by mercy, but by the mercy of Srimati, who has brought you from hell to this place. This is thing. Everything goes. Everything what you are doing, everything is going on the feet of, lotus feet of that the spiritual mind. How he was so merciful. At that time he could not give you. But he has will to give you. So, you can only hear it by passage, what we have talked today. Again you will tell that with yourself. So I will never hear. So Raya Ramananda knows all these facts and he has made clear to me. So go again. He is like a sukkaka, dry lips. He has no anything. As Srimati Radhika has no nothing, our gopis has nothing in their heart for pleasing themselves. Calm is to please oneself and priti is to please Krishna. Atmendriya priti vansha tare bole
calm.
Krishnendriya priti chadhare. So you then went to Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda was in the courtyard. How you? You have come here. Oh, I have asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make me hear some harikatha. He told that I don't know any katha. Raya Ramananda knows everything. He told that what kind of harikatha you want to hear. He told that I want to hear that you have told to Chaitanya all these things. Then he told to him and he became satisfied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I am full. What Krishna cannot give, Gopi can give. Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, they can give. Lalita Vishakha can give. But cannot give all this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is full. He told that I am told Rasi. Why? Because clouds take water from ocean and they again give as a swati nakshatra water in each kidney. White thing in which swati water goes on and becomes pearl.
In oyster.
Oyster. So, that very water from ocean goes to cloud and in Swati Nakshatra, it again comes to him and then he becomes a Ratnaka.
So, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a rasa, but not a rasa. When they hear a place with Radhika and Gopis, and then they tell everything to them, then he is a rasa. Either he is a nirvishesh tattva.
Are you going to take a bath before eating or directly go for eating it?
So, our Gurudev used to tell that to bath and everything as bogus thing. Only he used to take bath only a day on Purnima when
Once a month.
I have no time to take bath and
we cannot imitate that.
If in Harikatha, no use of taking bath. But for this body, we have to go at once.
It won't be inconvenient to you. 15 minutes is not an inconvenience.
You could inform me?
Chapter on Raganuga, a definition of rag. He says, Shri Rupa Goswami ne rag ki paribhasha is prakar ki hai, vishv ke vishay mein swarast ki parama avishvata ko rag kahte hain. He says, Ishta ke vishaya mein swarasya ki parama
hear all these things. Anything Bhagavat. When we hear from any rasi Vaishnava, then we can have, may have, somewhat low degree of habit. Then when we do sadhana, then it is a raga. In ragasmi, it is ragasmika bhava. So that is.
In Brahma Samhita, I think the third slope, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has given an explanation of two kinds of processes for perfection, mantra upasana and swarasiki.
Mantra upasana means preferable. And only through a darshan, asana, or usmara, parvamsi, that the Buddha has taken with him. And second is this, and he's second in vocal, and he is getting that thing so marvelous. When in a only see and do this mirror, only this image, this is called mantra, only one. Krishna is playing on bhansi, keeping his this stick and another in light face, shining face, under the tree, near Jamuna flowing, fair, hip-hop star. But dancing and well, afterwards, are going to go to the and so many ladies, all the fragments, and
Automatically?
Automatically.
In mantra upasana, it doesn't come automatically, one has to meditate. But that's still an advanced stage, isn't it, mantra upasana? So this is the same Parasikhi here that's referred to. There are many, many mistakes in this English book.
Yes, I know.
On one page, four times he has used the word Raganuga Bhakti, where you have used the word Ragatmika Bhakti.
Oh.
Yeah, four times he has done that.
Try to take a word. And think of that. That is Dila. No? What is Dila? Bhag Dila. There are so many kinds of Bhag Dila. Bhag Dila means? No? Bhag Dila means? Word Dila. Talking. Krishna is doing last week. You want it?
Yes.
Long beard.
So you want to know if there's a faster way to do it?
From where you are coming? You are Vairagini? You are Vairagini?
Why don't I have... You keep for now, I'll come on Monday and I'll ask if someone knows if it can be done quickly.
What now? Hello? You are well, okay?
Now she's okay.
You are going to, she's going with you?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, please. Hello? You should not try to see where and how I am. Whether I am dying, I am saving, and what is going with me. Whether I am sinking in ocean, I am dying there. See, it is so near moving.
Which one?
He does not know how it is in Nidra. So he is not, he does not sleep. Nothing. In whole life he was not sleeping. But he is telling in Bhagavad, meaning is that Krishna is neither Brahmachari nor is sleep. Vishakha told. And Krishna is hearing everything what they are talking. Vishakha told that I know they have done, you know, prayer?
Prayer, yeah.
They have done two prayer.
Prevent
prayer. And they have done yag. Yag, you know?
Yag,
yag. Yag offering.
Offering.
In fire is given in yag. In prayer.
Understanding the meaning, hidden meaning. Prayad means prasistha rupena to be one in yad, yo.
Yo.
Yad means prayad. Prayad means to become
so together.
So, prayad is yabhya.
Would you like me to sit at Purusha? So,
this was the aim and final object of Swamiji. Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. So that his disciples should approach to this school. Lastly.
I was reading.
At that time, he could not tell all these things.
Because we would misunderstand and take it like the idea.
Now, in Bhajibhakti, you are matured.
Mature to nothing.
Nothing, but yes, something. Sambandha Gyan. Generally, Sambandha Gyan.
Really?
And knowing that Krishna is whole thing. He is Sarveshwar, he is Ishwar of Ishwar. And we are soul, part and parcel of God. We are that.
All that knowledge but no love. All the knowledge but no love.
No love, but we should do love to Krishna. We have no.
Right.
No?
Right.
But how to approach to that love? That should be now interest. By doing Vaidhi-bhakti, it comes. It may not come, but it is chance that it may come. But there should be any rasic Vaishnava by the association of that person, we can go towards that. And that person is Srimad Bhagavatam. No? Bhagavatam. He is the rustic Vaishnava. And Krishna also. Krishna and Vaishnava both. There is everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But everything is in law. We cannot open. There are so many things that not even found in Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you know Kirkinchit Bhav?
No.
You?
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I've heard.
Have you heard?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many Bhav that not cleared in Srimad Bhagavatam. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has properly written and applied in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. এটা ও থেকে একটু বেশি হয়েছে এই কি হবে আগে
ওইটা খুলে দিলাম দেখাবে না
দেখা
রাখো কি
এত বেশি বেশি ডিপ ডিপ কফি চলে চলে যাচ্ছ কেন
এটা দিয়ে রঙ করেছে আমি করি না
তোমার দোষ না
এটা রান্না খারাপ হয় তখন বলি আমি তো করি নাই রান্না খান করি কি
আমি বলছি আমি তো তোমার
মা বলছি এগুলো কি সরিগুলো সচেত কোনগুলো রাখতাম করবো
That activity which gives love of God is real religion. That activity which gives causeless devotion to Krishna, that activity is real religion and should be done.
What is the causeless devotion?
I don't know, what is it?
You know, you are a preacher.
Well, there's no motive for any personal.
What is the highest, topmost example for this?
Radharani.
How?
Because she has no personal consideration and no service to Krishna. Everything is for his satisfaction.
What her action?
Everything, her bodily expressions, her feelings of separation, her pleasing him in every way, her knowing.
What is written in Ras Lila? Meeting with Krishna, becoming mad for Krishna, seeking Krishna all gopis, and Krishna to her, loving all gopis, doing sringar of Radhika, no? Doing everything for Krishna, and Krishna also doing everything for gopis. This is the highest of Vaikunthan Paro Dharma, this is Param Dharma. In any book you will not see this. Ahetukya, no reason. Why they are serving Krishna and Krishna is serving to Radhika? Why? No reason. Abhyavahita? Abhyavahita, what is the meaning of Abhyavahita? No.
No
seeking.
No interruption.
Astajam. Astajam, you know? What is Astajam? Eight yam means? 24 hours. Continuing.
Without.
24 hours plus? Whole life. The whole life of Radhika and Gopis, what is that time? Whole life?
Always being mad after Krishna and serving Krishna.
Our whole life is 100 years.
Oh, they're eternal.
But the whole life of Gopis is how much?
Yes, eternal.
So eternal, without ceaseless. Without causeless, all these Brajbhava serving to Krishna. Not serving to Krishna, but Krishna is serving to them. This is Savai Puntan Paro Dharmo Yatir Bhakti. This is the main purpose of Srimad Bhagavat, but it has been not excellent like so in beginning. This loki is beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. One beginning also.
Janma dasya jataha.
This is loki. Have you heard? In this Janma adi jata of adi Singarasasya means Brajarasasya. Brajarasasya means here only the love of Srimati Radhika. This is Singarasya. From whom he takes birth, that thing is Janma Adasya Jata. But clearly it has not existed there because it is in the dream. In 10th canto, this is low, and Savai Punta has been explained like so that I am telling.
Where? Huh? Where in a sense can it go?
Here. Tenth in 21st, then Santo 21st Adhyaya chapter, and 29th to 33 and 47. It has today we have not chanted bhajna here. We have chanted.
Come right here.
Flying here.
Flying here.
Nothing at all.
I've been waiting for his book. But then in 1976 he told me to do picture books of his book. Just pictures and some words. So I'm wondering if I should do that now or wait some time and just hear and chant now. Or what's the best thing for my development now?
All the artists are not permanent. Some orders are permanent, eternal. And some orders are part-time. So, what he has ordered, he has ordered only for your kalyan.
For your
development in bhakti.
Right.
No?
Mm-hmm.
When a devotee develops his bhakti in Raganuga, then his order is to develop your bhakti. Your guru has told that you should write A, B, C, D. You should learn. That is hard time for it. No? You have to learn ABCD. But for some time. When you have learned ABCD, then you will have to read books.
For our lecture.
Are present in the temple. So what is the proper etiquette?
If there are qualifiers, certainly they can do.
What does qualified mean?
They are 30 towards Radha and Krishna. They are Guru Sevika, servant of their Acharya Guru. They can do.
Because the men feel that it's disturbing to them.
Because there is some reason. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not talk towards ladies.
Did not what?
Washed or seen.
Oh, right.
And he has warned. Because so many sunglasses fell down.
Right.
Hmm? So he has restricted that. But they are not unqualified, unqualified partners. We should respect women who are optimistic.
But if Lord Chaitanya, showed that the women should stay apart, then it's not the proper etiquette. It's better if they don't lead in the kirtan?
No, they should do.
They should do.
Mirabai has done, our Jahnama Devi has done, our Ganga Mata has done, our so many. Himlata has done.
But what about Lord Chaitanya's restriction then? Don't look at a woman or here.
For ordinary person, ordinary devotee, he has warned everything that they should not love, but they should respect ladies. No? Mm-hmm. Their love should be only to Radha Krishna and Chaitanya.
Mm.
Budding. And gopis have given kajal in Krishna eyes. That kajal melted and washed in this, and so it became. Why Krishna became blessed?
Because the gopis took Krishna into their heart through their eyes, and he mixed with their kajal.
because he took birth in midnight in
Mathura.
In midnight.
Yeah.
And the night was black.
Oh,
so he did. Yasodama get milk of black cow, so he became. Because there are so many reasons for this. Krishna is black in heart. Gopis keep Krishna in their eyes, and the kajal of that eye, their eyes make Krishna black. There are so many reasons.
What scripture is that from?
Huh?
What scripture is that from? All the stories of the reasons.
My heart. Well, there are so many scriptures.
You said that the dust in Vrindavan is pure rock. So, is it made of a particular shakti of Krishna, like there's Samvit, Sandini, Vladini? Is the dust
mixed and sweet?
Oh.
Samvit, Sandini, and Vladini. All mixed here as a dust. That's so power. Very, very. अरे रामनाथ बाबा मां जी भाई ये खाने आते हैं भाई ये भाई ये मां को
हलवा चल
The Kadamba tree is in full bloom.